I'm so excited. It's so good to see you guys. And you just smile really, 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 really big. Oh, you're so nice. You're not scary. This will be fine. I told the youth girls, I was like, one of the major perks of wearing skirts is people can't see when your knees are knocking together because you're so nervous. And that's the truth. I see just a few faces that might not know me. My name's Sister Kristen. My husband and I are the youth leaders here at the church, so I normally get to talk to teenagers. So if you see me staring deep into the eyes of a young person, it's probably because I'm nervous and I'm looking for a familiar face. If I wink, I'm not being flirty. I have double vision in one of my eyes right now, and it makes things get complicated. So sometimes if I close the eye, I get my vision back. So don't be like, what is she doing? Just trying to read. We're going to dive into a study on holiness, or what it means to be holy, and we're hoping to meet once a month like this. The men will be going into the fellowship hall, and we'll get to have the sanctuary or vice versa, and it's kind of like Bible study environment. So again, that coffee shop idea, it's going to be involvement, not just me, so I'm very excited as we dive into the study. Holiness is a very deep study. So we're not hopping in the submarine yet. Today is more of the let's get our snorkels out and just see what this ocean thing's all about, this holiness thing. Would you lead us in prayer? Amen, amen. Thank you, ladies. We're going to start off with making a very cool diagram, and all the high schoolers say, oh. Diagram, if we have the word God on the board, and then a bunch of lines going off, like a sunshine design. How do you describe God? What are some attributes, some traits, some characteristics? Any word. Raise your hand if you're nervous about blurting it out. Sister Lexi. Loving. Excellent. Peace. Faithful. Mercy. Kristen? Constant. Faithful. Yes. Sister Misty? Carrie? Lily? Supplier, healer, Sister Krista. Powerful. These are awesome. Yeah, I'm like check mark. Oh, you got that one? You got that one? Jealous? Eternal? Like lives forever. And then there's some really fancy words. Yes, ma'am. Yes, very good. Any others? Harmony, grace, any of you guys have one you want to say? Emma? Good. Yes, that's on there. Good. It's right next to jealous. Yes, ma'am. Friend. He is a friend. Holy. He's holy. All-knowing. There you go. I was just going to talk about that. There's these three huge vocabulary words. We call them 50-cent words when we're in elementary school because they're hard to spell, and if you use them, you kind of sound a little smart. All-knowing, omniscient means all-knowing. Omnipresent means can be everywhere at one time. And then omnipotent means all-powerful, all-powerful. Very good. Just, fair, I heard he's constant. Any others that you want to share? Mighty. Forgiving. Kind. Yes, these are all. God is so complex. Yes, ma'am. Powerful. Yes, very powerful. There is so much to God that you can spend your whole life getting to know him, growing in relationship with him, and that's only going to make your list longer. You're never going to finish the list. Today, we're taking one word, and that word is holy. What is holy? I was reading a book called Sticky Faith that said, be careful about using Christian speak. There are so many words that we use commonly that if someone said, what does that mean? How do you describe hallelujah? Well, it's the biggest praise. The one that got me was Hosanna. We say Hosanna, like sing songs about it, and how do you describe Hosanna? You got to look it up. Omnipotent, that's a vocabulary word we don't use in common English, but it's in your Bible. It's in our Sunday schools, and be careful when you're talking to people that you know a way to describe it that they can understand. And when I started with holy, I was like, yeah, I know what holy is. whoa, holy is not a simple thing to describe. So we're going to start pulling away those layers. Pretend we're looking for dinosaur bones and we've got our archaeologist outfits on, or put that scuba gear on and here we go, diving deep. What does it mean to be holy? How is holiness defined? There are so many songs we sing with the word holy. Holy, holy, Father, you are holy. Another one, holy is the Lord God Almighty. And then, you are holy, you are holy. It's church all the time. What does it mean? Holiness defined is dedicated or consecrated to God or a religious purpose. Sacred. I'm going to say that several times tonight. Holiness means, or holy defined, means that it's dedicated or set apart. It is consecrated to God or a religious purpose. It is sacred. In fact, when we use the word holy in regards to God, it means divine. Holy, holy, holy. We're going to be reading a few scriptures about holy, using holy to describe God in our Bibles. Starting with Exodus 15:11. Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? This is part of the song of Moses. They've just made it through. The waters have parted. They made it across. The enemy has been destroyed. And they are worshiping the Lord, and they call him glorious in holiness. The next one, Isaiah 6:3. Can you read it in a loud voice for me, Haley? Can you see it? Wow. The next two almost sound the same, but what's special to me is one's found in the Old Testament and the next one's found in the New. Leviticus 19:2. Sister Haley, can you read it for us? You need to be holy because I'm holy. You're my children. We're going to be holy. 1 Peter 1:16 says, Sister Jen, can you read it for me? It's consistent throughout. It's not just an Old Testament thing. It's not just a modern thing. It's been consistent. You need to be holy because I am holy. Luke 1:49 describes the Lord's name. Sister Carrie, can you read it for me? On one of the rabbit trails I went on, they touched on how it's not an accident that Satan has made curse words using the Lord's name in vain, because the Lord's name is holy. Remember, holy is defined as dedicated or consecrated to God or religious purpose. It is sacred, it is divine. And it's a big deal when we use the Lord's name in vain, when we take something so precious, so pure, and defile it. There's an extra, you know, ha-ha, Satan's like, I got you there. Ooh, now this is really going to sting, because he knows those buttons, and he knows the name of the Lord is holy. Has anyone ever heard of Max Lucado? Really familiar name. I've heard him on the radio and, like, quick little devotionals. He wrote an article called 7 Things That God Calls Holy. And I loved how the article started, because he is a baseball player. He loved baseball. He played T-ball, Little League, all the way up through high school. And he even dabbled in college ball. And he loves to this day watching the MLB, the Major League Baseball. He loves it. And he was talking about, over time, one thing stayed the same, no matter what. And that was the size of the base, home plate. It is always 17 inches. And he said, if you were a young pitcher and you're trying to get that ball across the home plate, you would never have an umpire say, oh, but having a hard time? How about I go get the bigger plate for you? You know, 25 inches, will that do it for you? Nope, it was always 17 inches. And I want to read a quick quote from the intro to this article from Max Licato. He said, "The width of the plate was immutable." That means not changeable. And that's actually another word we could use in our God graph. Immutable, not changeable. We might even say that the width of the home plate was. That's a bit of a stretch, I know. Yet the idea of holiness in the Bible is, in many ways, like the home plate in baseball. At this point, attention, how are these connecting? Holiness describes something that is set apart and predetermined by God. Popular opinion cannot change it. If the whole team votes and says, "We don't like this, it's just too hard. We need the 20-inch at least." Or, "I vote that we change the shape of home plate. I just don't like this shape." It doesn't matter. Majority rule does not alter it. My preferences do not affect it. The Supreme Court cannot change it. When God deems something as holy, it is holy from Little League all the way through majors, from the beginning of life to the end of life. Would it not be wise then for us to take note of what God considers to be holy? What does God consider to be holy? What is holy to God? Why is it holy to God? And is that holy to me? And he went on to say that his list was not all-encompassing, but he focused in on seven things that God very distinctly declared to be holy. Number one, you. 1 Peter 2 and 9. "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." You are holy. Number two is human life. There is value in human life, whether we agree or not. It's holy. God is predetermined. Human life is valuable. Number three, marriage. Marriage is holy. Did I give you Matthew 19 and 6? Oh, that it's okay if not. Number four is something that rhymes with T-Rex, but we're in an audience with younger, so I won't go into detail. Links really well with number three, marriage. Number four, T-Rex. Number five, the Sabbath, Exodus 20 and 8. Exodus 20 and 8. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. The Sabbath day is holy. Number six, tithe. Leviticus 27 and 30. Can you read it for me, Sister Kathy? Some of the things on this list, I was like, man, I didn't even think of that. It's so obvious. The Sabbath, tithe, and the last one we've talked about already, the name of the Lord is holy. In a book called Sticky Faith, it mentions the word ecclesia, E-K-K-L-E-S-I-A. That's Greek, so if you don't know it, it's okay. It's a Greek word, ecclesia. It is used by Paul, the Apostle Paul, to describe the church. This term means, I love this, those who are called out. Church. Ecclesia, the Greek term, means those who are called out, people who have been set apart. People who have been set apart. Please excuse me. I was telling Sister Dakota that if anyone else were to look at my journal, they would run away screaming because there's not a lot of order. Get on your phone. Look up this. Read. But there's a book by Ann Palmer, and it's called Modesty. And her quote says, "How can we hope to change our world if we do everything that unbelievers do? The only difference being that we ask forgiveness at the end of each day. Should not the world see some differences in us? Remember, ecclesia, church, those who have been called out, people who have been set apart. Holy, how is it defined? Dedicated or consecrated to God or religious purpose. Sacred. With the youth group, we're doing a Worth the Wait study. And the first lesson is all about being light in the dark world. Just like that last scripture said, we've been called out of darkness into his marvelous light. Chapter 1 says, purity is not normal. But we were never supposed to be normal. We're to be holy, and holy means set apart. Holy means consecrated, saved. The Lord said, number one, you are holy. You need to be holy because I am holy. We are not meant to blend in. We're not meant to fit in. We are called to be light in darkness. If you're playing hide and go seek in a nice dark room, you don't want light involved. You're trying to hide. When someone brings light, it's over. The light reveals. The light makes secrets no longer secrets. And that's what God has called us to be. He's like, when you're walking into a darkness, people that want to see you will see you. And those that don't want to see you are going to see you. You are the light. I've called you out of the darkness. Don't try to blend in. I've set you apart. In that Worth the Wait book, a quote from chapter 1 says, the place we draw the line is the place we fight the battle. Our most valuable boundaries will always be our greatest battlegrounds. So what if we decided today that the fight was worth it? I love that quote. It's so powerful. It links with one from youth camp. I don't believe this last summer, but the summer prior. They said, you show me someone walking around with no battles, and I'll show you someone with no boundaries. And it took me a second. I was like, oh, trying to take notes. And I was like, what does that mean? If you're not defending your territory, if you don't have a fence up, then you don't have anything to defend. But if you have property and a neighbor moves in and you've got chickens and they've got a dog that likes to eat chickens, you're going to put a fence up. You're going to defend the boundary because you have something that's of value and you don't want to lose it. But if you don't have anything worth fighting for, if you don't care, if you're just trying to blend in, then you're not going to have all those battles. Take my chickens. You know, it's no big deal. But if you set a boundary, instant battle. If you have a two-year-old and you can, and there's cookies, you can have this cookie or this cookie. You just can't have this cookie. Battle lines. You just drew the battle lines. There's a guy that there's a thing you're defending that this cookie belongs to mommy. Then all of a sudden, what cookie do they want? Your cookie. There's now a boundary. It's a silly example, but I know you can relate because maybe it wasn't cookies. Maybe it was, this is mommy's pen. You got the nice pens, you know, versus the ones you've chewed on and lost the caps to. You just can't touch mommy's pens. But anything that you consider special and sacred, you're going to defend. You're going to put up a boundary. The Process of Holiness by Carla Burton was a book that Sister Jessica loaned me recently. And there's so much helpful information in there. But her first part about the process of holiness, the order of God, she gives us three bullet points. And she says, revelation, that is from God to man, where man hears what God wants written. Revelation. Number two was inspiration. This is from man to paper. Man becomes the scribe, and he actually writes down what God wants him to write. So God tells him is revelation. Inspiration is writing it. And then this one's the part that got me. Illumination is from paper to the heart. man receives and obeys that which is written. Man receives it and then acts, obeys on what was written. Revelation, inspiration, praise the Lord, we have Bibles. We have the freedom to read our Bibles. If there's different versions, there's reading plans, there's accountability. If you need a buddy, the word is there. But there's that next step. It can be another book on your bookshelf that you're going to read one day. I don't know if anyone else does that. I have so many bookshelves in my house. But the Bible can also be a tool that's maybe that thing you have in your junk drawer that you know you can't go a day without, the scissors. You've got to have it handy. You've got to have it ready because you know that you're going to need it. That's what the Bible becomes when we dive into that next level illumination, where now what I'm reading is going to start affecting me. It's going to start changing the way I talk. It's going to start changing the way I think. I'm going to start looking different as I let the word move into my heart. This is just the beginning of us diving into a study on holiness, what it means to be dedicated, consecrated, set apart to God, sacred, and like the Lord, divine, something worth protecting. This world wants to know what holiness is. Holiness is one of those attributes of God. And all those things you said, faithful, friend, peace, mercy. He's holy. He's good. The world needs to know him. And God has given us the job of reflecting that holiness as we go through our day-to-day, dealing with your own kids and your own household. If you're a kid, dealing with peers, some of them, your friends, great. Some are challenging. Some can be annoying. And you are to be a light to them in that darkness. I want to close singing a very old song. And if you don't know, it's okay. I'll repeat myself over and over again until you all join in. This song's called I Want to Be Holy. Now remember, holy means set apart. If you're blending in, it's not the same. Set apart is going to be a light in a darkness. It can't be hidden. It's going to stand out. The example in the Bible, you don't light a candle and put it under a basket. The youth group and I laugh. We say, yeah, that's called a fire. You don't put a candle under a basket to hide it. If you put a candle on a candlestick, people can see it. It can be useful. You can read. You can get your chores done. You can not stumble on the unseen. Let's sing, I want to be holy. I want to take that step. I want to reflect you. I want to be like you. And I want to be a light to those around me. I want to be holy, holy like you. I want to be holy, holy like you. Holy Spirit, purify me, cleanse and make me new. I want to be holy, holy like you. Let's sing it again. I want to be holy, holy like you. I want to be holy, holy like you. Holy Spirit, purify me, cleanse and make me new. I want to be holy, holy like you. Praise the Lord. This is not an easy concept, and it's not a one-day process. It's like when they say, you want to be healthy? Don't go on a diet. It's a lifestyle change. Same with holiness. You can't like three jumping jacks and two sit-ups and you're holy. It's a lifestyle. Read your Bible. He's got so much in there for us. And as you get mature, as you learn, all of a sudden you'll read the same thing over again and it means more. It's that next layer. But first we have to be willing to read what's written and let it sink into us. As we dive into this next week, between now and our next time meeting, pray. Pray, Lord, touch my heart and mind And if there's ways that I can grow in holiness, show me. If there's things that I'm clinging to that are holding me back, show me and give me the strength to let them go. Because if we're clinging to something, it's probably because we like it. There's something enjoyable, safe, whatever, about that thing we're clinging to. So as we dive into this holiness, as you're reading, if you hear a song on the radio dealing with holiness, just remember, haha, set apart, sanctified, pulled, I am for the Lord, and you're going to hear it a lot, just so you know. Holy is one of those Christian speak words that is everywhere. And as we truly understand what it means, there is a depth and a power to it and a challenge. We are to grow in that holiness. We finished with 3 minutes to spare. We might have beat them, so we get to chat and do whatever we want for 3 minutes. Love you guys.